You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Tazria Metzora. And the topic of this week's Parsha is the concept of Lashon Hara, of speaking negatively of others, of gaiva, of an overinflated ego that causes one to do so. And that also causes one to be disconnected spiritually from Hashem and from the people around him. And the result, as the Mefarshim explained, the result is tzaras, which is a physical affliction called commonly leprosy. It manifests on the skin, but it's also a spiritual affliction. It can manifest on a person's clothing, on a person's house. Now, this is a reflection of a spiritual malady, a spiritual sickness. And that spiritual sickness is egotism. That spiritual sickness is a disconnect, a feeling, a sense of separation. I'm different than you. When I speak about you, it doesn't affect me. That's my thought process. If there's gaiva, if there's kina, if there's jealousy, it's a sense that I don't have what I need. But all in all, it's an idea, the ego separates us. That's the foundation of the idea. Now, the Medrash brings a pasuk and brings a story, and I'd like to share with you and explore with you the psukim that are brought. Adam or Besari. The pasuk says, when a person shall have on the skin of his flesh, he has some kind of blemish, some kind of skin disorder, which is really a spiritual skin disorder. So the obligation is to bring it to a Kohen, bring it to the priest. And the priest will look at it, and of course, why don't you bring it to a doctor, right? Because the Kohen, the priest, is the spiritual doctor. He's the one that recognizes the ailments of our soul, recognizes the sins that we've done, the separation that we have between ourselves and others, between ourselves and Hashem. So he's the one to bring it to, and for him to look at it and recognize, is this the spiritual ailment which is caused by, is this the physical ailment which is caused by the spiritual disease? So, the Medrash brings a pasuk, Ado dechsev mi pilag lashetef te'ala. It's a pasuk in Iyov, a very beautiful pasuk, which I'd like to explore with you in detail. The pasuk says, who separated the shetef? A shetef means the water. It's a deluge. Who separates the deluge into different streams? V'derech l'chaziz koilois. It would be possible for Hashem, as it were, when he brought rain, when he brings rain, it doesn't have to come in droplets, right? We're used to rain coming in a certain way. It could come in a torrent, or even worse, it could come in a deluge. There could be so much water that the earth is just overcome with the water. And when we find that there's thunder and there's lightning, so that thunder could be such a loud sound all at once that it causes maybe people to go crazy. And the lightning could be such a great fire that it could cause incredible damage and destruction. But that's not what Hashem does. That's not how Hashem does it. Mi pilag l'shetef t'ala. Hashem takes the water, takes the deluge, and he splits it up. He makes little droplets of water. He doesn't allow it to overcome mankind. Doesn't allow it to cause too much destruction. And the lightning and the thunder, there's lightning here, lightning there, but it's not all at once. It's split up. That's how Hashem manifests in the world. That's how Hashem brings down the shefa that he wants to bring. And we'll see more about that soon. But I'd like to share with you first what the Medrash says based on this pasuk. Amar Brechia is atrin detzvachim lesara shitfa. Rebrechia says, we talked about a shetef, which is a deluge, a tremendous amount of water. But there are places that refer to hair with the same word. The word shetef, which means an outpouring. If you think about the hair of one's skin, so it's a product of your skin. There's an outpouring of hair. It's a funny way to think about it, but listen carefully to what the Midrash does with this pasuk. Midrash tells us a story of a particular person, and the Mefarshim say the same Midrash is brought in the Tanchuma, and it's a slightly different version. The subject of our story was a Kohen, was a priest, and he was somebody who people would come to in order to check their tzaras. Is this tzaras? Is this something that I need to go through the entire process of contamination and then purification and then korbanos and separating myself? People would come to him to ask him to look at their blemish. Omar, ein lecha kol nima v'nima sheleibar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu guma b'fnei atzma. So, he said a vort, and it's not explicit here in this Medrash, it's in the Tanchuma, it's brought by the other Mefarshim. He said a vort, but before the vort, he was living in Eretz Yisrael, this Kohen, this priest, and he was having trouble with his Parnassa. He was having trouble with his livelihood, and he decided that he's going to leave Eretz Yisrael. One of the reasons he's permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael is because of Parnassa. So he was planning to leave Eretz Yisrael and to go to Chutz La'aretz in order to make some money, then maybe return to his family. Now, one day he was saying, because he's looking at the hairs, right? He's looking at one of the things that indicates that a person has leprosy, has tzaras, is the fact that the hair, it turned white. It was brown or black, and it turned white, right? When that happens, so it shows, says this Kohen, that there's something cut off in the root power, in the source of the power of that hair. So he says, every single hair has its own hole. If you look at the hairs on your hand or wherever, so you'll see that each hair has a separate entrance or exit that it comes out in the skin. It has its own hair follicle. There are no two hairs in one follicle. And each hair has its own source of sustenance. Well, we can think about grass. I'm looking at my grass here. Each little blade of grass has its own source of sustenance. I don't know if it's exactly the same. The hair is more obvious to see. So that each hair will not benefit from something, from the source of power of a different hair. Okay? So the idea is that if you see that there's a hair that is white instead of being brown, it means that the source of its life has been cut off. That's why it turned white. That's why the hair turns white. And it's a beautiful mashal, of course. It's a great analogy for what happens when a person gets leprosy, when they get tzaras. What's the spiritual source of tzaras? As we said, it's egotism. It's a disconnect from the people around me. And really, when I say I disconnect from the people around me, it means that I lack the recognition that the people around me are also connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much a child of Hashem as I am. Right? That's the source of my egotism. That's how I could say Lashon Hara about somebody else. I don't recognize that everyone is connected to Hashem. Each person is a child of Hashem. And I don't recognize that I'm connected to Hashem, because I think that somehow I'm not getting what I deserve. Why am I speaking negatively about somebody else? They got it. They got something that's mine. Maybe. Or they got something that I should be getting. So there's a disconnect from my spiritual source. And that is the spiritual mistake that I make if I'm involved in egotism, if I'm involved in Lashon Hara, speaking negatively, gossip. And so it reflects itself in the hair. Each hair has, it's like we're all on this goof. We're all a part of the body of Klal Yisrael, the body of the Jewish people. Each one of us is a little hair sticking out of this body, doing our job on this earth. And each one of us is connected, just like a hair has its root of power Each one of us is connected to the source of power, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what happens when there's a disconnect to that source of power? The hairs turn white. So this is what this Kohen was saying. He was saying a drasha. He was saying every single hair has its own source of power. And that source of power gets cut off. So his wife heard him saying this idea, heard him saying over this drasha about each hair having its own source of parnasa. And she said to him, don't you hear what you're saying? You're thinking about leaving Eretz Yisrael in order to get parnasa, in order to get livelihood. That means that you don't believe that Hashem has exactly what you need for you right here, right? Eretz Yisrael is the place which is closest spiritually to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're going to go out, you're going to leave, you're going to, so to speak, cut yourself off from the skin of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to go out there and find something that you don't have here? That's ridiculous, said his wife. Tuv, v'vorech kohen lach. Come back. Come back from Chutz Laretz, or don't carry out your plan. And Hashem, your creator, will provide for you, will give you sustenance. Shema lov Yosef le, v'kome le'boriye. So, this Kohen, this priest, listened to his wife. And indeed, exactly what she predicted would happen is what happened. He decided not to leave. He instead stayed in Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem took care of him. He had the livelihood that he needed. And that's a brave wife. That's a brave wife. But it's an insightful wife. It's an insightful idea. Okay, so that's the first part of the pasuk. Mi pi lag lashetev to Allah. Mentioned she's understanding the pasuk shot is that there's a deluge of water that Hashem splits into little sprinklings of water so that we're not overwhelmed by the water. And in the same way, each hair has its own, and the word shetev means the deluge, but it could also mean something that pours forth, something that comes out. And it's the hairs. And it's the hairs that are coming out. Hashem has all of the parnasa. Just like the body has enough energy to push out all the hairs on our entire body. Hashem has all the parnasa that's needed. Just like every hair has its power that's given to it so it can grow, so to every individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has reserved for him the power that you and I need, each and every one of us. And just like no hair can touch the root of a different hair, so to each and every one of us, we are directly connected in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has for us, each and every one of us, the livelihood that we need. Medrash goes on and explains the second part of the pasuk. V'derech l'chaziz kolos. The thunder. The thunder could be one huge, amazingly, I don't know how to say, voluminous, I don't know how to use it as an adjective. The sound of thunder could be one loud manifestation of sound. But instead Hashem splits it into voices, splits it into separate sounds. So that we are not overcome and overwhelmed. Measure says that Hashem gives each and every sound a separate path to travel, right? We have sound waves. Sound waves travel through the air. Each sound wave has its own path that it travels. Why? So that it doesn't come out and cause massive destruction in the entire world, right? Sound can cause destruction. I'm thinking of the plague of Arbe, the locusts. They were making so much noise. It was the frogs. They were making so much noise that Paro was extremely disturbed, right? Noise, constant noise, can really cause great disturbance. Davar acher. V'derek l'chazi z'koyles, Rabbi Yav, Moshe l'ginas yorek shamayan l'toycho. Another possible explanation about the separation of the voices, of the sounds, Rabbi Yavin says that it's analogous to a vegetable garden. And there's water flowing into the garden. Right? You have your sprinkler system set up. This is also a reference to what happens with the hairs, as we said earlier. As long as there's sustenance, as long as there's water coming into the garden, so the garden, the grass, gets green. The moment that the water source is cut off, you look at my garden, you can't see it right now, but there are spots where there's a lot of green, and there are spots where the grass has dried out because of a lack of rain or a lack of water. So that's the reality of it. And we can personally dry out, so to speak. We can disconnect ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lose that youthfulness, lose that joy, lose that connection, lose that sustenance. If a person merits, so then the hair that comes out is black. We're not talking about the white hairs of my beard right now. We're talking about a person who normally has black hairs and they became white because of tzaras. As long as they stay connected to their source of power, they're black. The moment that they lose that source, nirpan hanetek taru. So what happens? A person can become pure again as long as his hairs are black. But if it has turned from black to white, so then adam ki oidom. The pasuk says, when a person shall have the skin of his flesh, that the hairs have turned white. So it starts off with Adam. What is Adam? An Adam is a man, right? Adam is a human being. But the word Adam, the root of it is the word dam, which means blood. Because the human being, our essence is that we have a choice. Are we just a bag of blood? Or are we connected? Are we connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we connected to the master of the world, to Hashem? Or are we disconnected? And that can be seen clearly through the Inyan of Tzaras. It can be seen when the hairs turn white. I'd like to share with you a little bit from these Psukim in Iyov. Look at them more closely just because they're so beautiful and so connected to this idea of having that spiritual source, having a spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also the way that Hashem provides for us, the way that Hashem takes care of us. It could be done in an overwhelming way, as we've been saying, but Hashem chooses not to. I'd like to read to you from the Psukim, and I'd like to read to you from the Malbim, who explains the Psukim. Pasuk before says, Eizeh haderech yecholik or. Another example the Pasuk brings of the way that Hashem shines his light upon us. Right? Think about it. If Hashem took out the sun all at once instead of it coming up gradually, so we would be blinded. But Hashem separates the light. Hashem gradually causes the light of the day to come about. Hashem lets the light spread from the east upon the earth. So it's an incredible kindness of Hashem on one hand, but I would say, in connecting it to the concept of tzaras and egotism, on another hand, it also creates a certain problem, right? If Hashem would, let's say, analogously, reveal himself to us, Hashem would say, here I am. So, a few different things can happen. Number one, we would lose our bechira. We would become batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would disappear. We would just be automatons. We would be, our free will would be ended. Because if you see Hashem is there, so then there's not really a choice. right? So if Hashem shows too much of His light, so we disappear. But what does Hashem do? Hashem shows His light in gradations, gradually. He allows it to appear gradually. Now, what's the result of that? The result of that is, I can say, well, where is Hashem? It just looks like everything is happening. It looks like the light is just, I'm used to it. The sun rises and the sun sets. I do the things I need to do for my parnasa, and they have a certain effect. I have my job, I get my paycheck. Right? Because it's distributed in a way which is so that the world is not overwhelmed by Hashem's light or Hashem's shefa of water. It needs to be that way. But because of that, it creates a different issue. And the issue is the potential for me to think that I'm separate. That's what's going on here. I'd like to read, so let's see that in the Pesukim. Mi pilag lashetev ta'ala, like we said before, the Pesuk says in regards to the water, instead of it being coming down in one fell swoop, Hashem allows the rain to come down also in gradations. And just like there are sun rays, there are water rays or water waves. V'derech l'chaziz ka'ilais, and the thunder also doesn't overwhelm us, it comes in separate sounds. Hashem also allows water to, the rain falls in places where there's wilderness, where there's no human beings. And it allows the grass to grow, causes things to grow, because, and I've watched this happen in my own garden, it's right here, that the grass in the spots where there was too much water, the grass didn't grow. And the spots where there was less water, or the right amount of water, it did grow. Right? Too much water can be damaging. But Hashem distributes it properly so that things can grow. Hashem distributes His kindness to us in such a way as well, so that we can grow, so that we're not overwhelmed by the kindness of Hashem in such a way that we don't feel like, we need to feel like we have a separate existence as well. But that separate existence, as we said, can lead to the problem of egotism, can lead to the problem of lashon hara, of sensing that, hey, that person is separate from me. He's a different hair on a different part of the human body. Okay, he's not really, we're not all part of one body. It could be, a person could think that. Or a mushel of a tree that has some leaves on the top of the tree, some leaves lower in the tree, and the leaves that are below say, hey, how come we're not on top? Why are those leaves? But the leaves don't realize that they're all part of one tree. They're all part of one life form. And the leaves are there to provide energy through the processes, receiving that light, etc. Okay, so we could perceive ourselves to be separate. And a light beam could also perceive itself to be separate from the sun. But it's connected. Here the Malbim says, Eza haderech. What is the path that the light is split up? Ata bir lo eich arach hakobim mishko pelas lufi koyach ha'adam. He's explaining how Hashem created everything perfectly measured, perfectly weighed for the human being, according to what we can handle. Hashem established the sun should not suddenly rise upon the earth. When the sun is a certain distance below the horizon, so then the light starts to shine in the world. This is done in a way that the human being shouldn't become blinded. And again, I say that that's an analogy to the way that Hashem brings out His light. Chazal say it, that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be in gradations. Hashem's not going to reveal Himself in a moment because we can't handle it. This is also going to have the effect of shining light on a greater portion of the earth. Or I don't know what that means exactly, but somehow helps the people in the north. The light is separated out, it's distributed by the wind on the eastern side. I'm sorry, not the wind, on the easterly direction. As it comes up, the sun rises in the east. What happens is the sun comes up, the rays shoot out from the sun. Obviously, we can't yet see the sun. And it causes the condensation of, as it warms up the air, it causes the condensation of the water and it becomes clouds. Okay, he has a whole scientific explanation here. I'm not going to get into it, but the point is, it's like flowing from one pasuk into another. First, we talk about the light, then we talk about the water and the rain, and it's a continuation. And he says, also, not just in light did Hashem distribute it in a careful way, but also in the water. Hashem distributed the water in a careful way. Water could have come down on the world and flooded everything. Hashem could have made the world that way. Look at the beautiful and amazing balance of the world that Hashem made. Right, we have the element of fire, we have the element of water, we have the element of fire, which is the lightning. And Kadosh Baruch Hu could have allowed it to just explode all at once in fire, and destroy the world. That's not what Hashem did. Hashem polag l'shedev shel mayim ta'ala. She'er ageshem tipois tipois kolach betzina meyuchod. Hashem allowed each and every drop of rain to come down in a separate location. Hashem allows every single sound to have its own separate sound wave, that we receive that sound, so that the world will not be overcome. I want to really take out of this a few amazing things, but mainly, number one, that Hashem created everything in a balanced way, in a beautiful way, so that we could receive the good and the bounty that He wants for us. But as we said, that very balance, that very separation, and that very desire to give each thing its own demarcation, its own definition, creates the potential for a sense of separation, a sense of distance, a sense of disconnect from Hashem and from the people around us. And so it's our job, and I bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to fulfill our job, which is to recognize that we are all parts of the same tree. We're all leaves on the same tree. We're all hairs on the same body. That body is the body of Klal Yisrael. We are all part of a unified being, and we are all the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all the children of Hashem. Hashem should help us to recognize that and to realize that everything that I have is mine, and everything that you have is yours. Every single person has their own source of life, their own source of sustenance. Let's not get confused. Hashem should help us to have that clarity. And with having that clarity, recognizing that we are all truly connected, each and every one of us, to the source of all power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should help us to have a sense of completeness and wholeness inside of ourselves and as part of that greater whole. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.